This November, voters will be asked whether they support Amendment 8, the so-called Religious Freedom Amendment. The ballot initiative suggests that voters are deciding whether the state should be allowed to deny public funding to religious organizations on the basis of religious identity or belief, in accordance with the U.S. Constitution's First Amendment. Sounds benign, right? Well, consider this. The amendment has nothing to do with the First Amendment, and those who are pushing it know it. Amendment 8 would eliminate a provision in the state constitution that keeps public funds from being used to subsidize religious organizations. You know, separation of church and state. The amendment was first introduced as Amendment 7, and it was challenged in court by the Florida Education Association, which called it an underhanded attempt to legalize state tuition vouchers for private schools, including church-affiliated schools. A court struck the ballot language down last year, ruling that it was intentionally misleading and erroneously implied that it would bring Florida's constitution in line with the U.S. Constitution. It was intended to confuse voters into making sure that not only would public funds be available to religious organizations, it would make it illegal for anyone to deny them those funds. Not to be undone by the courts, State Attorney General Pam Bondi rewrote the initiative this year, resubmitted it, and ta-da, now it's back in play for November. So now it's up to voters to decide. Do we want to prevent our tax dollars from subsidizing religious institutions which are already exempt from even paying income taxes? Or do we want to force the state to embark on a tithing program?